Thank you for calling Elite LA Patios. This is Natasha. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Natasha. It's Jessie. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was just following up, hoping you might be a little bit more free on a Friday at 3-ish.
Yeah. Right. I still have so much work left to do, but I do have a couple minutes to chat. Okay. I did talk to Michael about just remind me what where we left off last time, please.
Well, we pretty much went over the whole Google guaranteed program, the pricing and all of that. Essentially you just had said that you were going to talk to your partner.
Yes. Can you remind me what the setup fee was?
Yeah. So it's a $250 application fee.
Okay.
That's
right.
A one-time fee.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And then it's, you prepay for 15 or 12, was it?
Close. In between that, 13.
Ah, okay. All right. I was like, I was kind of talking to him about it, and I didn't have my stuff in front of me. I'm like, what's the setup fee? I'm like, I talked to two different people about two different types of services, and one has $600 and one had $250, and I was like, thinking you guys were the $250, and I'm like, $250?
Yeah, well, sure I got- so that's just for the application process. So, again, it does take 4 to 6 weeks for the application and process. Let me get your lead cost again. So it's
yeah, but the lead cost with part of the package of leads we buy. I mean, the startup fee
right.
cost going was what I was trying to remember. So that I was right on that. It was
right.
$250.
Yes.
And then the package, I think you said it came out to like $42 lead. He said
yeah.
he's going to try that. You know, he said it sounds much better than, you know, the leads we're getting from Yelp, which are not in any way curated or,
yeah.
you know, come from a standpoint of people looking at it and saying, oh, this is a guaranteed company. I have some, you know, I know what I'm getting, because Yelp is just a crapshoot. No
yeah,
matter what they
totally.
Say, the money mm-hmm. to buy way in is going to show up in the results. And we know this because we have a competitor on Yelp who plunks down like $5,000 a month just to get himself high on the list for leads.
Wow.
And,
are you kidding?
And
that's insane.
And he does a great job, and he gets a lot of business. However, he also doesn't know what the F he's doing, because he's not even a contractor. He's a marketing guy. And we've had to go behind him 3 times now and redo structures that, you know, that he either got lost and abandoned or completely, like, had no idea how to start and just, you know, dicked a customer around and, you know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So we know that it's not a reliable source at this point, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing about Yelp is it's a directory listing, right? So you're already eliminating at that point, like, at least 75% of the people actually looking for your services. You know, it's just when anybody is needing some type of contractor work, whatever it may be, they're going to go to Google to do that. So, I mean, it's just a matter of being in that position for them to see, for those people to see you. You know what I mean?
I mean, I agree to some degree, but we do get people who call us that say, oh, I found you on Yelp. And they don't come from Yelp in terms of, like, Yelp
yeah.
and send us the – it's like they found us and they looked us up on Yelp and then they called us.
Okay.
And they
okay.
do go to Yelp, you know, but I understand what you're saying. And I agree.
Natasha, if you can do well with a directory listing, then, I mean, Google will literally rock your world, you know? You know, I mean, if you could do even slightly well with a company like Yelp, because a lot of people I talk to just don't do that great with it, typically.
I understand.
You know, so.
You have to know a little bit of what you're doing to play
yeah.
the game, you know?
That's true,
and
yes.
I just talked to company who is a Yelp partner who kind of does what you do for Google, they do for Yelp.
Okay.
With their client partners, and at least they try to. We've worked with another, and it didn't do anything for us. It was just kind of good money after bad, and he actually called us for a pergola. He called us, and he's like, you know, full disclosure, I'm a Yelp partner, I have a lot of clients that are do what you do. And I purposely went outside my area because I don't want to work with a client. I don't want any trades or, you know, none of that, none of those quote unquote good deals ever end up being actually a good deal for anybody.
Yeah.
He's like, so I went outside my area and looked and found you guys, and, you know, you guys have great reviews and great picks and some great, and a great website. But he, you know, we just got to chatting after we finally got his appointment set up, and he's like, well, you know, like, I'm not going to lie, you know, we're a partner, or my company is a partner, but it's more of a, like, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. Like, you know, we, it's a necessary evil. Like, we have to work with Yelp. You know what I mean? Because it is what it is. But it is a fully functioning extortion company at this point. And, you know, people are catching on, you know, some things are going to have to change.
So he told you all of that?
Yes, he did.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
And he's right, though. He's right. And we've been saying that since day one. There is no good algorithm-based reason why we have 40 five-star reviews with pictures, valuable feedback, and real information. There is no good reason why 20 of those 40 should go to unrecommended. None. Not a single good reason. Because we didn't pay anyone for these reviews. They have project pictures that match our portfolio. They have information about people in our company. They offer good feedback about the process. All the things that supposedly the algorithm's looking for, and they are real users. One of them happens to be a Yelp elite. So the fact that half of those go to unrecommended just because we're not paying them for the ads, is my opinion. I'm like, is extortion. And I said that to Michael from day one. I'm like, BS. They're extorting us. Like, if we start punking money down, I promise you many of those will come back, you know, just to make us feel like, you know, we're getting something out of it. And then the one review that we did have that was fake, the one-star crazy person who called 20 companies and, like, you know, we didn't want to touch him with a 10-foot pole until the owner of the company we work for, whose material we buy and build with, asked us as a personal favor to go see him because he was blowing up everybody's phones to try to get somebody out there to give him a quote on this material. And it's very new. It's hard to get. And he was already showing signs that he would be a problem customer. I didn't want to send Michael. I didn't want him to go there. I was like, he's talking shit about the contractor he's already working with. He has no clear idea of how the process works. He's telling me the guy is shady and a liar because his engineering has already taken 2 weeks. Engineering takes 2 months. You know, 2 weeks is like unheard of. I mean, there's no way you're going to get it in 2 weeks. And the fact that he already thought he was being robbed because it was 2 weeks in told me this guy has no idea. He's going to make judgments. He's talking shit about his current contractor. He's going to talk shit about us. Forget it. And Michael went against everyone's better judgment as a favor to the owner, and it blew up in his face. He spent 20 minutes there, gave him an assessment, told him that the current contractor was giving him a fair price, that he should stick with him, told him this is my price, it was higher, and the next day the guy put us on blast, told him, you know, like, you're a crook, you're this, you're that, you know, you probably charge for the nails. Like, he had all sorts of, like, shitty things to say, and Michael was just like, what is your problem? You know, you should be coming in lower because you want me to do my own footings. If you don't give me this price, I'm going to put you on blast on social media. And he did. Because we don't respond to that kind of, like, you know, we're not going to give you a good price to keep a review off of social media. It's not going to happen. So, of course, he blasted us with two horrible reviews, one on Google, one on Yelp, both of which I tried to fight with information that was, like, that showed he's not even our customer. And neither